talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
So I try to understand what I can hold in my hand, and wherever we are, home is there too. And if you could try to find it too, 'cause this place is overgrown into wax and mold, home is wherever we are if there's love there too.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Home by Jack Johnson, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, both at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We've got a special interview with the organizers of Southern Style Now Festival, which is taking place next week and weekend. We'll also be talking with interior designers Amanda Kelly and Margaret McEady with Indigo Alley Interiors. Also, custom builder Lee Blackman with Southeastern Custom Homes. And then we also have a new feature. It happens quarterly. Once a quarter, we do an interview with Brad Hilfrink with Mr. Critter, and he's going to be giving some great wildlife tips, and the same wildlife tips you may have seen that he gives are in Charleston, in the latest issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And so he's talking about what to do with your home as we experience fall here in the Low Country. But I also wanted to quickly mention our weekly savings club. Blue Cotton in West Ashley, if you purchase any farmhouse table, you'll get a free matching bench. Stephen Shell Living has 20% off all in-stock sectionals now through October 28th. Fine Rugs of Charleston, they have a special purchase of tribal folklore rugs, sizes 4x6 and 5x7, only $3.99 while they last. Rick's Lighting is doing a $15 sidewalk sale with bath lights and mirrors and more. Carolina Lanterns has a 6-light pendant from Kitchler Brinkley Collection for 25% off. And finally, Tervis, the Tumblr store downtown. You can save $10 when you purchase a 4-pack at regular price, and you can mix and match with plastic and stainless steel. Have a great weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with the organizers of the Southern Style Now Festival, Robert and Michael Lulla. How are you gentlemen doing?
Really well.
Quite well, thank you.
So happy to be here.
Good, good. Well, very exciting time. The Southern Style Now Festival kicks off next Thursday. It's actually already started. A couple of the events have already started, but the official festival starts next Thursday, November 1st, and runs through Sunday, November 4th. And we're taking a couple of moments just to tell our listeners about all the different events. And I wanted to mention, this is kind of some of the description that you folks have of the Southern Style Now Festival. The weekend will be marked by keynotes, panel discussions, cocktail and dinner parties, trunk shows, art exhibits, workshops and demonstrations, along with a show house. And so the Southern Style Now Festival, I think I mentioned this to you last week, Robert. I kind of am dubbing this sort of like the Spoleto of the design world here in Charleston.
Very flattering description. Thank you.
And the Southern, and just to give people some background, the Southern Style Now Festival, this is the third year. And the first 2 years, the first year you were in New Orleans, and then last year you moved to Savannah, and now here you are in Charleston. So we're very lucky to have the festival here.
We feel lucky to be here. There's no more hospitable city than Charleston.
Oh, that's great. Well, listen, in our limited time, let's kind of go through some, because there's a multitude of different events that you folks have got going on as part of the Southern Style Now Festival. And I thought we would just kind of go starting with next Thursday. You folks have got a keynote and book signing with Wendy Goodman and Hutton Wilkinson, moderated by Margot Shaw. Tell us about that.
That's right. Well, one of the things I'm most flattered by is the fact that many of the most important editors in home and design magazines from all over the country are coming to Charleston next week, including Margot Shaw, who is the editor-in-chief of Flower Magazine, I think one of the greatest decorating and gardening magazines in America. Wendy Goodman is the home editor of New York Magazine, an incredibly influential person who has a new book out, and it's going to be a really exciting discussion. I think it's really important for local interior designers to meet these editors, and I'm really happy to bring them to them.
Very good, very good. And then on next Thursday at 11 to 11:50, there's a panel discussion and book signing called Dreaming in Color, and that is one of the events that's sponsored by Charleston Home and Design Magazine and Benjamin Moore. Talk about that.
That's right. Well, in addition to having like a few of the America's greatest interior designers on that panel, Nick Olson, Amanda Nisbet, it's sponsored by Benjamin Moore. And so the creative director of Benjamin Moore Paint is coming to Charleston, which I think is really great. That's a product I'm sure so many of us use all the time. And you can meet the decision maker who adds new colors to the rainbow. It's exciting.
Also happening at from 11 to 11:50 on opening day on Thursday, there's a keynote workshop and book signing, The Life of the Party. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, that is a wonderful homegrown keynote. Tara Girard, Charleston local, is, according to Vogue magazine, the greatest wedding planner in America. She does these incredible kind of Florence Ziegfeld caliber weddings, multi-million dollar weddings all over the country. And she and her best friend, Nikki Clendening, who's an amazing stylist in New York, they're going to teach you practical tips on how to throw an amazing party that won't cost millions of dollars.
Awesome.
And Nikki is also working with Garden and Gun and has a pop-up shop that's going to be in the Dewberry Hotel. And so she's doing a trunk show. It's going to be wonderful.
Right. Garden and Gun has a shop at the Dewberry Hotel.
Absolutely.
Right. Very nice. Also happening, there's a lot of choices at this, and you're going to have to make some difficult choices. Also at 11 o'clock next Thursday, a VIP one-of-a-kind cooking demonstration. Talk about that.
That's very exciting. So a wonderful local chef here is going to be teaching people who don't know the wonders of low country cooking all about it. We've rented the Food and Wine demonstration kitchen in the middle of downtown to give wonderful cooking demonstrations on things like shrimp and grits. Things that you all, an old hat to you, but not to our wonderful visitors.
Right, right, sure. Who doesn't like shrimp and grits?
That's right.
From noon to 1:30 next Thursday, we've got Timeless and True, Crafting the Future with Randall J. Powers, Chris Spitzmiller, and Gail Singer.
That's right. That's a wonderful. So Gail Singer owns a fantastic company called Circle Lighting. There's a local store on King Street, but it's a big national chain. It makes some of the greatest lamps and lighting fixtures in the nation.
And just to note, we're also going to be at Circa Wednesday afternoon, Halloween, doing pre-registration. So if anyone wants to come out and say hi, we shall be there.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And we have two of her designers, J. Randall Powers and Christopher Spitzmiller, who also happen to be two of America's greatest designers. Chris Spitzmiller is a great artist, a great ceramicist who makes perhaps the most beautiful beautiful lamps in the world. When you look at pictures in the White House, and they're always Christopher's lamps.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. Mm. And that's happening right here in Charleston.
Right here.
We don't want to miss it.
Well, can you think of a better place for it to happen?
Oh, of course. Yeah. We're still on Thursday. A lot of events happening on Thursday. From 1:30 to 2:20, we've got a panel discussion, Fear of Fabrics.
Oh, that's a really special. I say that about everyone, but that's great. I mean, I'm obsessed with textiles. I think it's a great art form, and we have some of the greatest textile designers in America on that panel. Tilton Fenwick, Skylar Samperton, two people who own an amazing textile laboratory in New York, Stacey Wagner and Kate Reynolds. And that's sponsored by our friends at Robert Allen. And it's going to be like a really fun talk about the art of fabric.
Super.
Well, and one of the things about that panel, and also about the Dreaming in Color, you know, we're really lucky. These festivals seem to attract high-end designers, but also just real people like you and I, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we know is that often people are afraid of color and afraid of fabric. You know, it's how do I weave different textiles in, pardon the pun. Both of these panels were designed to sort of, you know, bring in experts who will make us feel better about not using white on our walls.
Yeah, it's the neutral is the safe way to go, and it's you're really going on a limb when you decide to use a lot of color.
Well, these in particular experts are just amazing at weaving these things together. So mm-hmm. Hopefully they're gonna liberate us from our fear.
Mm-hmm. Very good. From 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. next Thursday, there's a VIP antiques tour.
Oh, that's great. So Toma Clark Haynes, who calls herself the Antique Diva, not the Antique Diva, mind you, but she is a world expert. She lives in Venice, Italy. She leads amazing tours all over the world of high-end antique shops, and she is coming here just to lead tours of our guests to the wonderful antique shops up and down King Street and Broad Street. It's a really informed and fun way to see these shops.
And you just never know what you're going to experience with Toma. Last year in Savannah on the antique tour, someone sort of called my attention to the fact that there was a video that showed up. Apparently one of the antique shops had moonshine, and so everyone got a moonshine tasting.
Nice. There'll be champagne served.
Champagne served, that's right.
We've gone up a little bit.
They were originally conceived to be hour-long tours. Last year, they came back 4 hours later totally drunk. They'd had a wonderful time.
Is this a tour of antique shops or...
Yeah? Antique shops. Charleston's best antique shops. Toma assures me that Charleston has the greatest antique shops in America, so it's going to be a great tour.
So it's like the ultimate picking kind of
that's right
event. Hear the backstories of all the different antiques.
Right.
Then from 3 to 4:30, a VIP embroidery workshop.
Yes. So my dear friend Mariana Baron Goodall owns a wonderful company out of Houston, Texas, a wonderful Southern company called Hibiscus Linens. Mariana is from Mexico. She was raised in a convent in Mexico. The nuns taught her how to make beautiful lace embroidery linens and she's founded this fabulous company selling those, and she is going to be here to teach people how to hand embroider hand towels. She's also going to be doing a trunk show at Fritz Porter. That's a very exciting thing. I think that might be the most popular thing that we offer. We've gotten emails and calls from all over the country about that.
Nice. From 3 to 4, there's a VIP museum tour at the Gibbs Museum of Art.
That's right. So that's great for locals, too. Angela Mack, who is the head of the Gibbs Museum, will be leading a private curatorial tour of the museum. You'll get to see behind the scenes inside the repair rooms where they repair the canvases and the framing rooms. And it's very exciting.
And if anyone hasn't seen the renovated Gibbs Museum of Art, they should. This is a great opportunity to check that out.
Absolutely.
Well, and I must say that you just have a world-class museum here. The Gibbs is amazing.
It is. It's beautiful. Thank you. You've got the Sippin' Shop happening from 3 to 6:30 next Thursday.
Yes. Well, that is just an opportunity to feature and showcase the wonderful shops up and down King Street. Many of your best retailers are involved in this. Many of them are offering great discounts, one night only discounts. So if you want to do a little early holiday shopping, this is a wonderful opportunity. They'll also be serving champagne and little snacks. So there's an alcohol-related theme emerging. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Well, and the Sip and Shop also is open to the general public. Yeah, I mean, nice. So we are encouraging everyone to come out and join. It's from 3 to 6:30 on Thursday, the 1st.
And all of these events are not just for the trade. They are open generally to the public. Some of them are sold out,
That's right. That's right. And most of them are ticketed events, although anyone can just have fun and enjoy the Sip and Shop.
I got you. You can pop in without a ticket.
That's
for
right.
The Sip and Shop. I see.
Get a good discount.
And then the VIP opening night cocktail party on next Thursday from 7:30 to 9:30.
That's wonderful. I mean, I know that, you know, often you're not a tourist in your own city, you know, and so I think that it's fun to participate in events like this because you get to see aspects of your own city that you're perhaps not familiar with, but one of your greatest citizens, in my opinion, is a woman named Susan Walker, who owns Ibu Movement, which is a fantastic fashion brand out of Charleston, and it brings a lot of national attention to Charleston. She's opening up her beautiful home in downtown Charleston for this cocktail party, and it's a wonderful opportunity to see one of your most beautiful homes here.
Nice. So it says, come on over to Susan's for food, booze, and beauty.
That's right.
And soak in the fabulousness that is Ibu.
That's right.
That's awesome. Well, we're finally on to Friday. All these different events.
It's a Bataan Death March.
And I love how you have this happens on Thursday as well for all the folks that are coming into town, a sunrise stretch class with Longevity Fitness.
That's right. They're one of our local sponsors, and it's going to be on the top floor of the Dewberry Hotel.
In the Rivers Room, which has the most gorgeous windows. And so,
is that the rooftop?
Yeah,
that's not really open to the public.
No, it's not. Not at all. So we thought no better place to do a sunrise stretch with the sun beaming in.
And also, I'm afraid that someone might contract alcohol poisoning. And so we do have to.
This is the detox moment.
Yes, this is a detox moment.
Yeah, so you can indulge the rest of the day. Right. You feel like you did something. Then 9:30 to 10:50 on Friday, there's a keynote and book signing with Miles Redd.
Miles Redd is a rock star. He's the kind of Mick Jagger of interior design. You can't get more famous. And talk about fearless with color. And he's going to be coming to give a wonderful keynote. He's one of our luckiest gets at this festival.
Nice. And where is he, his home base?
He's from Atlanta, Georgia, but he's now the Prince of New York. So it's wonderful that he's come back.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
From 11 to 11:50, a panel discussion at home with art. That sounds very interesting.
That's great. And, you know, Ann Pope and Allison Williamson of your wonderful local Charleston Artists Collective organized that for us. It's in the beautiful rotunda. The talk will take place in the beautiful rotunda space at the Gibbs Museum, which is a beautiful wedding venue, you know, for people here. So great atmosphere. But five of your best local artists all involved with that Charleston Artist Collective to talk about how to decorate with art, how to live with art, and it's just great and encouraging local talent. I'm really proud of that.
Nice. There's also a VIP workshop at 11 o'clock, the Art of Wine and Food Pairing.
That's right. One of your best sommeliers is going to teach you, you know, she's fresh from the Cordon Bleu, and she's going to teach you how to pair the proper wine with your delicious Low Country cuisine.
Also at 11 o'clock on next Friday, a panel discussion, Trends and Traditions.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, so that's sponsored by Crossville Tile and Garden State Tile right here in Charleston. It's a wonderful opportunity to talk about what is timeless in design, what lasts forever, what is passing fancy, and it's moderated by Lindsay Waldrop of Crossville Tile.
Very good. There's a networking lunch from 12 to 1:30, and then this is, I'm sure, is going to be a sold-out event, a keynote discussion with Patricia Altschul and Carolyn Rome, Two legends on one stage.
That's right. Many of you, I'm sure, fans of Southern Charm. Patricia's going to come and talk about, you know, how to be a lady, and also tell us what drugs Thomas Ravenel is on. So it's allegedly. So that should be a lot of fun.
And Patricia's butler,
Michael the butler, will be serving his famous gin martinis while she signs books, while Caroline Rome as well signs books.
Nice.
Caroline's amazing. I just have to say, she this year is being given the Jerry Bremerman Lifetime Achievement Award in Southern Design. So we are so honored to have her with us. And she has a new book out also.
She absolutely does. So that's a total class act event. It's taking place at the Riviera Theater on King Street.
Very good. There's another VIP antiques tour happening on Friday, and then a VIP architecture tour.
That's wonderful. Yeah, so the wonderful Historic Charleston Foundation, one of the jewels of the city, has set us up with Ann Barnes, who is their most accomplished architectural tour guide here in Charleston, and she's going to be leading a fantastic walking tour of your South of Broad neighborhood.
Nice. Very good. And then a couple of the events repeat themselves, which is
because
there is so many.
If you can't get into one, you can get into the other.
Exactly. And then we're going to, we're still on Friday. let's see. VIP one-of-a-kind demonstration, low-country hospitality cuisine and cocktails.
Yeah, just another fantastic entertaining event. That one coordinated by Black Southern Belle, a wonderful local blogger who has put us together with some of the best cocktail mixologists and entertaining experts and cooks in the city.
And it's in a private home, so it really should be quite special.
Very good, very good. There'll be an artisan workshop from 3 to 6 p.m. on Friday.
That's right, yeah. So in front of Fritz Porter, one of our great sponsors, Bevelo Lighting, Nate Lefevre is a master craftsman, and he's going to be giving demonstrations on how these gorgeous handmade lighting fixtures are made.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of professionals that not only from Charleston, but that will be coming in. And so you've got some seminars just for the business people.
That's right.
The Art of Branding takes place from 3:30 to 5 on Friday. And then also a social media workshop with the Charleston Weekender also taking place on Friday.
That's right.
And then this is interesting, the Secret Life of Show Houses.
That's right.
So there's a show house associated with the Southern Style Now Festival.
That's correct, at 36 Hazel Street, which I've learned is not Hassel Street. And the coordinators, we thought it would just be hilarious if we kind of got together and actually told the truth about what it took to put together a show house.
Yeah, so the show house, we have 22 designers who, five of whom are actually from the city, who have each done a different room in this incredible house that has been redone from the studs, from the ground on up. And we're just thrilled. It's going to be open to the public for touring.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we like to say that if there was a TV show done about behind the scenes, it would be hysterical. So this is the onstage version of the TV show.
Yeah, and I've been involved with a few show houses in the past, and it's interesting how designers will borrow things from their own home to bring into for the show house just for that period of time.
That's absolutely true. Yeah.
We're almost out of time. We've actually gone twice the amount of time that we should have, but there's more and more happening on Friday evening and also Saturday, but people can get more information by visiting your website.
Yes, absolutely, which is southernstylenow.com. You'll be able to find a full schedule of events and also information about buying tickets.
And we also want to mention the Tablescape event that kicked off last Wednesday night. That's going to be available for the public to see all the way through when?
Through December the 7th. And so we have four fabulous Charleston designers who've each done a different table in four wonderful boutiques. We are at Fritz Porter, Yves Delorme, Mitchell Hill, and Gretchen Scott.
And the
Vault on King, thank you. And it's a contest and a sweepstakes. So if people vote for a table, they are entered into into a sweepstakes and can win a gorgeous silver centerpiece from Replacements Limited.
That's fantastic. So much going on, and it's one of those things everyone should take advantage of this, because it's you don't have to travel to another city to do this. It's right here in Charleston. SouthernStyleNow.com, and there's a VIP ticket you can get that will kind of all access to all of the different events.
Correct.
Or you can buy a la carte.
That's right.
Very good. Well, we're so thrilled to support Southern Style Now Festival and be involved with the festival. And special thanks to Michael and Robert Lullo with the Southern Style Now Festival. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Lowcountry Tile Contractors. And they're located in West Ashley at 1981 Dulcie Road. And now we're talking with interior designers Amanda Kelly and Margaret Lee Moniz with Indigo Alley Interiors. How you doing, ladies?
Good. How are you?
Good. Amanda and Margaret, take a moment and tell everybody about Indigo Alley Interiors.
So Indigo Alley Interiors is a full-service interior design firm. We do anything from paint consultations to helping you remodel your spaces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we offer a little bit of everything. Like Amanda said, we can come to your space and help you for just a couple hours or work through an entire project with you. Whatever you might need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And we can also oversee the project as well. So we do a little bit of project management, which entails us going to the job sites once, twice a week, making sure that everyone's on the same page and the job's running smoothly. We work well with the contractors and architects to make sure that your job is completed the way that you want it to be completed.
Mm-hmm.
We also work with
Go ahead.
We also work with out-of-town clients on Kiowa sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do a variety of different things.
Yeah, I think the project management, that's something that would be very appealing to homeowners, because you've got the builder, the contractor who's working on your project. But wouldn't it be great if there was like an extra set of eyes that was looking out for the homeowner?
And that's exactly what we try to do for our clients. So like Amanda just said, a good number of our clients are out of town for a lot of their project. So we will go and visit the site regularly. We send them updated photographs. We keep them in the loop for what's going on. But we also try to navigate any issues that come up in the meantime, kind of keep those headaches from ever even bothering the client. Mm-hmm. So all the little things that can and do go wrong during a construction or a remodel.
We try to take the pressure off of them so that they can, not have to worry so much and stress about the little details. They can know that the job's running smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
And we also document everything. So we'll make documentations throughout the project, and the contractor will already know like the tile, the fixtures, all of the finishes, hopefully before they start, so the job runs smoother and a lot quicker in the process of construction.
Yeah, you're really the advocate for the homeowner, right?
Yes.
I mean, you're working on the homeowner's behalf.
Yes, absolutely. We're there, acting almost as the homeowner. I'm trying to make sure that their wishes are being fulfilled while they can't be there.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they are there.
Yeah, either way.
And there might be situations where the contractor maybe reads the plans incorrectly, or somehow something is not quite correct that the homeowner may not have the expertise to spot, and that's where you ladies at Indigo Alley Interiors step in.
Exactly. We try to get in there as often as possible to check in and make sure, like you're saying, the underlying things as they're beginning the process, that everything is going in exactly how we specified, because some of those things you need to know before all the pieces are put in place, like where the electrical is going, the plumbing, that they've set it up the right way so that the end will look exactly like you thought it will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something comes to mind. Like when we built our house 10 years ago, we had beadboard installed on the ceiling. And the interior trim carpenters, they decided that it would be easier for them to just cut the pieces all in the same length. And they started the job, and I noticed a pattern was starting to, rather than it being a random look of the of that beadboard, there was a pattern that just started to stand out. But by that time, it was they're like, well, we can take it all out, but it's going to be really expensive, and it's we're gonna waste several days here. That's the kind of thing that you folks as interior designers
try to stop that before it happens.
Right, right. I mean, by giving them instructions and saying, we want a random look for the flooring or for the...
Yeah, or we also can do drawings for them to make sure, like, you know, they have the documents and the drawings and everything they need to kind of get the look that the client wants. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's an assumption, and it's a really bad assumption that homeowners make, that if once they make that decision, okay, we're gonna invest X amount of dollars on our project, that they just assume that the outcome is going to be great, and it's not guaranteed.
Well, sometimes we can often save the client money versus spending more money on trying to fix a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We can help them from the beginning have a good understanding of what their where the money's going, what that budget is being used for, and by catching mistakes before they happen, that would cause you to spend a lot more money in the end if you wanted to take down that beadboard and start over.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be wasted materials, time, and it starts adding up. So we definitely work to make sure that stuff doesn't happen and try to help you through the whole process.
Yeah, and we also do other things besides construction too. Like we'll help you through the construction part, and then we can help you do the furnishings and the furniture layout and draperies and paint colors and things like that.
The fun part.
Yeah.
but you got to get through the construction end of things, and if that's not done correctly, you may look at something in your house every single day and have regrets that I wish that door was to the left of 2 feet or something like
Definitely.
That.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big proponent of using an interior designer and have been for years, and there's so many good reasons, saving people money and helping to guide the project and make sure that the outcome is going to be what you expect. But then there's other things, like we're here at Low Country Tile Contractors. It's overwhelming looking at all different choices. And, you know, if you're working with an interior designer, they're going to help kind of take you by the hand and narrow it down to certain colors and styles.
Well, this one client recently, she has a unique style and it's fun. She also told me she didn't like subway tile. So I don't really know what that means. Everyone loves subway tile. But I took her some samples and we found exactly what her style is, and kind of we're going to make her space exactly what she wants versus what
was
everyone
it subway
else
tile?
Is looking.
No.
It was something different.
Yeah,
no, okay.
It was definitely different.
Well, and that's the thing. So if she were to walk into a showroom today, a lot of what's on the walls would be what's really in style right now, a lot of subway, and the things that she specifically said weren't her style. So we were able to help narrow that down and get her just the things that would work for her, and she didn't have to look at everything and be overwhelmed. But we can also help you narrow that down, not just by style, but by what's an appropriate choice for your space, what's going to be durable, hold up, and really last a long time and make it worth your while for doing the construction. Mm-hmm. You don't want to spend a bunch of money to have something fall apart.
Mm-hmm. And you ladies at Indigo Alley Interiors, you've been working with a lot of homeowners on renovations.
Yes, we do. Mostly renovations.
Mostly renovations. And why is an interior designer needed for a renovation?
For a lot of things, mainly for the documentation, the drawings, and the selection process, the colors. I mean, colors is a big thing. I want white, but there's a blue white, there's a pink white, there's a yellow white, there's a cream white. Mm. So what, you know, if your tile has more blue in it, you're going to want to go more for the blue tones versus, you know, the pinks. Same lady that I'm talking about, the client, she sent me a pink color, and I painted a wall for her in her house, and I took her over there, and I was like, it's a lot of pink. She was like, yeah, thank God, like, you talked me out of this, because it's definitely a pink, and she's more of the yellow tones. So, you know, that will stop.
Yeah.
That'll save you money right there, like, having the painter paint a wall and sure. It'll be not the right color.
Well, when it comes to renovation, there's a reason you're renovating your house. You love the location. You just want to. You want a better looking house, a better house. And you know, most people don't have unlimited budgets, so you're going to help them keep to their budget and get the house that they really will fall in love with again.
Absolutely, and renovations are fun because a lot of times the client or homeowner has been in the space for some time, so they've really figured out what's working for them and what's not, and we can work with them to make that space an even better place for them that really checks all their boxes for what's going to work for them. And it's just a lot of fun to change, mm-hmm. to see that space change from something that's not working into something that's perfect for that homeowner. Yeah.
Well, from small consults to project management, you definitely want to give Indigo Alley Interiors a call. And how can they get in touch with you folks?
You can call us at 843-779-6249. Or you can also check out our website at indigoalleyinteriors.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Amanda Kelly and Margaret Lee Moniz with Indigo Alley Interiors. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Brad Hilfrink, also known as Mr. Critter. How you doing, Brad?
Good, Tim. How are you today?
Good. Brad, take a moment and tell everybody about Mr. Critter.
Well, Mr. Critter is a locally owned and family operated business here in Charleston. And what we do is we specialize in critter proofing a home and then removing the nuisance animals that may be locked in. So basically, we do wildlife management.
So what kinds of wildlife are we talking about?
Well, you know, it's anything at all in this state. The bulk of what we do, squirrels, rats, raccoons, snakes, stuff like that. But we do absolutely any type of animal that lives here except bugs, because we just don't use any type of poisons.
Mm-hmm. I noticed you got a couple Band-Aids on your hands. That's not from a snake bite or something, is it?
No, but it is definitely from grabbing animals in places I shouldn't be sticking my hands, yeah.
What happened?
Well, you know, there was a raccoon with an injured raccoon mama. She had four babies down locked inside a wall. Getting the mama out wasn't too difficult. Getting the babies was a little more difficult, and they were kind of aggressive. So, yeah, probably shouldn't have stuck my hand inside that wall. But we got them out, and we got them to a rehabber. The mother didn't make it. Like I said, she was hit by a car. But all the babies are currently living with a rehabber to be released within the next couple weeks, I would imagine.
Hmm. Do you worry about getting rabies with your job?
No, not really. I do some, you know, rabies prevention with my doctor, but rabies is something you can usually see, and it also requires saliva or a fluid, and everything on me was scratches. So I've never really been too awful worried about it, probably for the wrong reasons.
Well, thank goodness for Mr. Critter, because when you get an animal living in your house or you encounter one of these critters in your house, you want it gone. And you may not have the wherewithal to try to get rid of it yourself. And when that happens, you want to call Mr. Critter. And so we talked about some of the different critters that Mr. Critter can help get rid of. You've helped me in the past get rid of some bees that were living in the house.
Yes, sir.
Like also some bats.
That's right. We sure did. Yeah, we did a bunch at your place. Yeah. And again, we don't use poisoned, so we don't do bugs, but my company will do anything that's deadly. Hornets, bees, wasps, black widows, stuff like that. And the way we remove them is if it's a spider, we use a eugenol oil. That way the animal cannot come back and it's not a poison. And when we do bees, we actually vacuum any and all the bees out. And then I take my bee vacuum to a bee farmer, and I give him my bees. And so all the bees that we extract, like from the College of Charleston or someone's homes that we've done, we actually take them and put them to work pollinating fields with bee farmers. Mm,
very good. And that's an important point because, Mr. Critter, you try to remove these critters in a non-lethal way, but there are some occasions when you do have to put these critters down.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, we work with a lot of local veterinary clinics. So if we catch animals that are sick, injured, orphaned, like that, we can take them to these guys, and they will make sure that we're not releasing an animal that is sicker, you know, has something wrong with it. And if it is, then we do put them down. Well, we also do a lot of rat calls. We do a lot of homes who have rats in the attics and in the crawl spaces. And that is one animal we will trap lethally. But we will not use a poison. We will not do the slow, painful death. It's only lethal traps, and only when we absolutely have to.
Mm-hmm. Right. And when it comes to rats and mice, Mr. Critter can critter-proof your house so that those rats and mice will never get back in. And what size hole can a rat or a mouse squeeze itself into that might be a hole in like the exterior of your home?
Okay, that's a good question, Tim. Easy to look for too, walking around your house. The rule of thumb is your thumb. If your thumb can fit in it, you can put at the size of a squirrel inside of it. So when we critter-proof a home, we go from the peak of the house, the ridge vent, all the way to the ground and 6 inches below the ground with a hardware cloth that has no hole larger than a quarter of an inch. Quarter of an inch is not going to allow any mammal past it. In fact, it won't even allow most reptiles past it. It will allow bugs past it, but again, we're trying to stop the rats and the raccoons and the snakes from getting in.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, we have a new feature in Charleston Home and Design magazine called Critter Corner, and you can pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine and look for the Mr. Critter ad. And and as part of your ad, you have a small section called Critter Corner where you're offering tips to homeowners to critter-proof their own homes. Talk about with fall, what kinds of tips can you offer to homeowners?
Well, right now, Tim, everyone knows where Charleston is having a pretty decent coyote problem. The coyotes are starting to move into Mount Pleasant and the islands and such. A lot of people are asking me questions about how to get rid of coyotes. One thing about a coyote is it's good to have around because they catch more rats than anything else out there, the coyotes and the foxes. But you don't want them necessarily in your yard. You don't want them around too close to your house. They become dangerous to our pets. So one thing you can do, if you have a fenced-in yard or if your yard backs up like to a wood line, you can go out and you can get 5 or 6 sticks of men's roll-on deodorant. Believe it or not, you can take a roll-on deodorant, a good men's scent because it's stronger, rub it on your trees, rub it on your fence between 2 feet and 4 feet off the ground. Do it in that area and back. Then you go ahead and take a couple of CDs, old movies or old CDs, tie a fishing string to them and hang them about 5 or 6 feet off the ground in those same areas. And what's going to happen is you're taking advantage of the coyote's natural sense of neophobia, which is the dire fear of anything new in its environment. So what you're doing is you're putting the scent of a human along with a glimmer from the CD. The animals know that humans are predators, and nothing in Mother Nature glimmers. Only man-made things glimmer. So the animal isn't necessarily going to run away scared, but what it will do is it will start changing its path, its daily path, to avoid your property because it's convinced there's a hunter or a human standing there looking for it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. That's a great tip, and you can pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine and look for Critter Corner in the Mr. Critter ad. And just on the same same line of thinking with coyotes. I saw a three-legged coyote one day. Does that mean it was maybe trapped and it chewed its leg off or something?
You know, it's possible. Leg holds are illegal in South Carolina, so you're not supposed to use them. Coyotes, though, are really intelligent animals and know how to survive. So if its leg got hit by a car, it might chew it off. If it got into a trap or some kind of fence, it might chew it off. It also could have been taken by another predator, another coyote could have taken it. There's a lot of reasons for it. The most important thing that you brought up here, Tim, though, is anytime you see a wild animal that's injured or doesn't quite look normal, you need to very strongly avoid that animal because it's going to be on the defensive and it's not going to be in a good mood.
Mm-hmm. Well, as the cold weather approaches, all of those nasty critters like mice and rats are going to be looking for a warmer environment. And so this is the time to call Mr. Critter to critter-proof your home. And we're almost out of time, but very briefly, what will Mr. Critter do to critter-proof your home?
That's a good question, Tim. What we do is we close every hole over half an inch. We can even give you a one-year warranty on everything that we do so that we solve your problem.
Very good. So you go around the house and you go up on ladders. You
everything. We'll walk the roof. We'll go underneath the house. If there's anything on the exterior of the home that will allow my finger to go into, we're going to close it up. We use a lot of materials. Some are vented. Some are not vented. All depends on where this area is.
Well, it's definitely better to be preventative and get your house critter-proof than to have to call Mr. Critter. Maybe you've got a big birthday celebration going on and all of a sudden you notice a rat or a mouse, and how embarrassing is that? Not to mention the fact that you've got the problem. So avoid the problem altogether by getting your house critter-proofed.
And
how can folks get in touch with Mr. Critter?
Best way to get a hold of me is just give me a call. My number is 843-205-0551, and that phone number rings my hip, so you will get me each and every time. You can also go to our website at MrCritterSC.com and contact us that way.
Very good. Well, we have been talking. Oh, and I also wanted to mention your Hire Our Veterans and First Responders program.
Yes, we are promoting. Thanks for bringing that up, Tim. We are promoting small businesses in Charleston to please try to help employ our veterans and our first responders. They are talented people, and when they come home, they need jobs.
Very good. Well, we've been talking with Brad Hilfrink with Mr. Critter. Thanks so much, Brad.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Lee Blackman. He's a custom builder with Southeastern Custom Homes and Renovations. How you doing, Lee?
Good, Tim. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. Lee, take a moment and tell everybody about Southeastern Custom Homes and Renovations.
Southeastern Custom Homes and Renovations has been in the Charleston area building. We've been doing this since 2009 under Southeastern Custom Homes and Renovations. I've been building in Charleston since 94, right out of college, worked for a couple of builders, and have been a part of some wonderful building groups. Today, we're basically a small operation. We focus on customer service. We try to do everything we can to get the customer all the finishes, all the details, everything that matters. What we found in the past year or so, and we were chatting about it earlier, Tim, is renovations are becoming more and more popular. People are asking. They love their home. They love their neighbor. They love their lot, the school, whatever the dynamic is. In conjunction with the lot cost or the new builds today and the time frame it takes, things take longer. Subs are a problem, and lumber costs are just astronomical today. So we have found and are very open to it, renovations and additions that go from small to large. We met with a client that needs their windows replaced, and as opposed to calling a local window provider, there's more to it than that. They need all their casework done, and they're going to take an opportunity to run shiplap on a few walls, refloor the house, So they bring us in, we give them multiple options, whether it's an Anderson product from one of our suppliers or a different product. We're going to provide that service for that client, and you know, maybe it'll lead to another project for us, but I know that they'll feel confident getting, you know, a general contractor to come in, take care of things like they should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely a question that, that a lot of that homeowners have to ask themselves is it what are the benefits of staying here and renovating versus moving and then building new? And definitely one of the drawbacks is the cost of construction materials has gone up. Charleston's a very busy market as far as building and remodeling goes. And Southeastern Custom Homes and Renovations does a lot of work on Daniel Island, right?
Yeah, we do. I live on Daniel Island, and it's been really good for us for several years, and we believe in it and very well vested in that area. In addition to Daniel Island, we work in Mount Pleasant and the other islands. We haven't ventured too far outside of a project down on East Bay that we've been working on. It's a unique house on Rainbow Row. But the renovation work is really interesting. We personally just did our house over about a year and a half ago, and it was all based on neighborhood, and our neighbors were real friendly and just wanted us to stay, and we weren't quite ready to move. And mm-hmm. as things change and kids go off to college, we really didn't need anything else more than what we have. So we decided to reinvest into our home, and I'm very thankful for it every day.
Well, and on Daniel Island, the first homes built out on Daniel Island are approaching 20 years
That's
old.
That's correct. Yep.
And so there, you know, if you think back, there's a lot of things that are going into new homes, newly built homes today that people didn't really think about or consider 20 years ago. So there's a fair amount of updating that. That people need to do. They're in a good house, but it just needs to be updated.
Yep. I met with a nice young family last week, and on Daniel Island, we walked through the home. They have basically a wish list of things they need to do. We prioritized it. Roof needs to be replaced. They've had a few leaks, so we want to get that done. Windows and doors on the exterior. They've got some older windows that are failing. So that leads to, you know, let's look at their air conditioning systems. Let's look at the lighting. We make recommendations for swapping everything to LED lighting, doing some other innovative things, closed cell and open cell insulation. Those are added values that we can put into their home, and it's going to be a game changer. Their utility bill is going to go down. Their air quality is going to be improved. Those are things that people are looking for. And, you know, that was a list of 3 or 4 things of 10 that client would like to see done. So we'll prioritize it and go through and do what they can do today. And they'll call us back when they're ready to do the rest of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've always heard that if you're going to renovate your house, if the property allows it, think about putting on an addition, because mm-hmm. you're adding square footage to your house, and your house might sell for, I don't know, like 400 a square foot or something like that. So if you add 500 square feet onto your house, you can do the math and multiply it out, and you're basically adding that to, you're getting instant value, added value to your house.
Yeah, that's true. We've got two projects going that are basically adding a second master to the home on the first floor. Both projects had a master up, but they did have like a typical flex room, like a study / guest bedroom down. But nobody uses it like that, and so many people work from home or there's a need for a home office. So that room that's up there really should be a home office. We have two projects going that have master bedroom additions that are, you know, just beautiful vaulted ceilings, shiplap beams, wonderful spa-like bathroom, and you know, the owners deserve it, and this is what they want, and we're happy to get it to them. And kind of what we're saying earlier is, you know, they love their lot, they like their neighbors, and they just can't, if they went to sell, they would spend way more money on a new house and maybe still not get everything they wanted. So just adding that extra space, adding outdoor living, we can help coordinate with landscape architects and do pool design, outdoor living, fireplaces, all those things we're interested in doing today.
Lee, what do you find are some of the projects that people will see the greatest return for when they do go to sell their house?
I think kitchen renovations, opening up if there's a dividing wall between your kitchen and main living area, creating a more open living space tends to be trending good now, and buyers are looking for that. The master bedroom and bath needs to be appointed well. So when you make an impact, and it may start at the front door with a custom front door, hardwood flooring refinished or replaced, and a kitchen, that's a huge selling point. Me personally, I love the outdoor space.
Mm-hmm.
Making a back deck, or what was a screen porch that a table sat on and nobody else, changing it into an outdoor room, putting a fireplace and a TV and roll downs to block the sun and double its privacy, and having just a wonderful outdoor space that you and your family can enjoy, possibly putting a set of big windows and doors that open it to that allow that space to be connected to the kitchen or the family room.
Mm-hmm.
I think people, once they see that and how that works, they tend to like it and will use it. It's a usable space, not something you're just looking at. You're going to use it.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, probably the biggest piece of advice I could give someone is if you're not totally satisfied with your house right now, if you feel like you'd like to make improvements on your house and stay, do it now. Don't wait until you're getting ready to sell the house, because you always see those people doing the mad dash to the big box stores to do these projects and put in, you end up putting in finishing materials that are not, you know, quality, and
just what's available and what was on sale.
Put it in now.
Yeah. Enjoy it for a little
enjoy
while.
It. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And then you'll get paid back.
It's okay to have a scratch or a dent in a dishwasher or a countertop. It's not a new home. So you enjoy it. Do things that you know, if you want that farm sink and a island that's big and everybody can gather around, do it now and enjoy it. Don't put it in for somebody else to enjoy.
Yep. You can, and there's no price you can put on the amount of pleasure that you're going to provide to your family, and mm-hmm. just the experiences that you'll have with that updated house versus maybe living in the house that you have to apologize for a little bit, you know, when friends or family come over.
Excuse the mess. Yeah, so we're into that, and we've got a lot of good examples on our website, southeasterncustomhomes.com. We also have Pinterest and Facebook and Instagram. All those you can search for us and look at what we're doing. You could also track some of our renovation work. And if anybody is interested, we'd love to show you work we're doing, whether it's current work under production or finished homes, to help inspire you to do this yourself. And we really just have, in the past 2 or 3 years, just embraced this renovation side of things. And both myself and people that work with us, we really are adapted. We have full-time employees that specialize in this kind of work, so we're not just, you know, putting a lockbox on your house and turning a bunch of subs loose. We're there. I'm on site daily. My superintendents are working superintendents. They're fully stocked up with tools and come ready to work, not stand around and look at it. So we have a good time with it and enjoy it.
And what's that website again, Lee?
southeasterncustomhomes.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Lee Blackman with Southeastern Custom Homes and Renovations. Thanks so much, Lee.
Thank you. Talking about a home, talking about a home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do instead of home, talking about a home. Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home. Yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing. I said a home.
Talking about a home. You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.